Hi, my name is Rhiannon Brown. I'm the CSO at SMR. I'm here for Talking Insights in Bangkok on the occasion of SMR's Asia Pacific Conference, our 21st one, of which I have these two refined gentlemen here, Praveen.
Hello.
And Chris. I mean, hi. This is, I don't know if you've been to all 21. I mean, you're two.
Not all 21, but more than half of it.
More than half of them.
I was at the first Asia Pacific conference in Hong Kong in
1997.
Well, I wasn't even born then.
Here's your award for this, your trophy. No, but in all seriousness, welcome. We have been this week, you know, engaging with a lot of the people from the region, but of course, you have been specifically focusing on the chief executive officers and the heads of Asia attending. So what have you done?
What a wonderful, wonderful property, if I may call it. We have, from SMR perspective, the client-only meetup, and this is something specific, which is a dinner, a place for us to meet, just the CEOs and heads of department. Obviously, it was started in the US when we had the first one by Christine and Lisa. Mm-hmm. And then
Canada.
Canada first. So thank you.
Canada.
The stat man. But then this is the second edition that we've had in the SMR APAC.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Your thoughts?
Yes. It was a great night. One of the elements and one of the success factors with the dinner is that people get to come together, the CEOs get to come together and sort of exchange, talk about challenges and opportunities,
right.
but it's also a feeling of we're not alone. So often this can be something of a, you can feel a bit isolated running an organization in research, as in many fields. So to come together and sort of, jointly sort of talk about what's happening in Asia, what's happening to our businesses and the economy generally, and also the challenges we're facing. I think that's been the real success of the CEO dinner.
Yeah, I think it's underlining that it does not have to be lonely at the top. There are a bunch of us, and we can meet up for a few hours at the back of a conference and have fun, because most of these CEO dinners, Rhiannon, I've been to the US and the ones here as well. So have you, Chris. Beautiful locations, amazing backdrop, and great conversations with like-minded CEOs.
So where were you this time then?
The Wat Arun as the backdrop, and what a beautiful,
there. Beautiful
place.
Yeah. We're sort of surrounded by temples. You know, we sat up on the rooftop and right around us across the river and all the way through. There were temples all around us. Beautiful. Absolutely.
Which is a bit of a thing for me, because all around temples and you had champagne in your hand.
Well, we were celebrating.
All right, yes.
I understand I focus a lot on research methodology, so this is kind of a great segue now and an initiative to engage with those who are actually running the business. I know there was a report, the second report that SMR had kind of commissioned with Leger.
Yep.
From what I remember, there was a kind of increase in focus I think it was the increased top concerns and increasing revenue.
Yes, especially after the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And who can live without AI? That's the number
that
two
was
concern.
In there too.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think, what was it? 400 samples, was about 400 CEOs globally participated in this research that Leger had done.
Yeah.
Of which sort of consistent with the numbers from Asia, about 20% were from Asia. So it was a good global representation. And I felt a little, some of the results were a little bit out of step with what experience is, but it's great to learn what's happening in other areas of the world. Real focus on growing growing revenue in the year ahead. That's sort of the largest concern.
But what I loved as well, Rhiannon and Chris, was the comparison to the previous report.
Yeah.
And are we growing, at least from a CEO perspective, have the priorities changed or are they changing?
If I recall, the economic downturn was, and the uncertainty was, which had been a priority last year. This year was certainly much more upbeat. That was less of a concern. It was more about growth and revenue.
I think what one of the, we talk about, you mentioned AI, but I think one of the things for me that was really interesting was that because our conferences were so focused on AI and
oh, yes.
But clearly from the CEO's perspective, sort of we've gone through that period of uncertainty now and people are now adopting and using AI a lot more. So we've moved through the period of uncertainty with AI and now we're into sort of adoption and usage. So I think that's interesting in the results.
It is. And my take as the CEO, of course, I participate in the survey, but also looking at it, it's the zeitgeist. It's like we had big data, we had a few others. So right now, it's the Gen AI.
There was even internet before.
The yes!
Internet. Not that I'm that old. No, but indeed.
Now, but it is interesting when the report is presented to a bunch of CEOs sitting, it becomes a talking point. Yeah. End of the day in the dinner, I speak to the six people around me and that becomes a talking point for us to start off saying, well, Chris, what are you doing for Gen AI? How is that impacting? And then you share your views. And for me to calibrate, okay, where am I? What should I do?
And I think moving, you know, as we look ahead now, I know this doesn't stop here. We're going to continue with the webinars with the CEOs, but also the dinners. I know we've already had, you know, I think the next one will be in, well, there'll probably be one in Latin America, but I know everyone's all eyes at the Congress in Prague.
Oh, but Rhiannon, let me tell you about the CEO dinner. I love the setting. I love the way it is with the name tags and the seating and so much thought has gone behind it. Mm-hmm. And I, of course, love the goodie bags that come along with it as well, Rhiannon. Mm-hmm. So I enjoy it. The drinks and networking up front and then the report and the discussions and the lovely food that always followed.
Yeah, it was great. And well, also with thanks to you as well, Kraven organized our sort of networking get to know you game, which was a great initiative. Really got people talking and we still haven't found out who the youngest CEO is.
Oh, yeah, that it was unanimous. That was me, apparently. The youngest CEO.
Fair enough.
We're going to have to definitely roll that out to the next dinner as
well. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think fantastic. I'm sorry, I'm a busy CEO, so I didn't want to take all your time, and I just wanted to grab them in the corridor to find out what they were doing, what they were up to, and then we'll see you then again at the next dinner.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you, Rhiannon.
Fantastic.
Thanks, Rhiannon.